I wasn't right. And beginning a visit with Cookie with Debbie and Rick this Sunday, the 19th of November, 72. John went right, beginning the visit with Cookie with Debbie and Rick this Sunday, the 19th of November, 72. John went right, and beginning the visit with Cookie with Debbie and Rick this Sunday, the 19th of November, 72.
Heating the gallon?
No.
Oh, heated in that thing there.
I've got it ready.
He don't even have a lid on it. When you worked on the griddle and heated water, you never heated water, did you?
No.
So you don't know whether you'd put a lid on it or not. It makes it go faster. Most of the half-wits I know just put an open pan there, you see.
Well, you see, most of the half-wits can't push in the water, but they never get quiet
enough. The present company, you know, is excluded.
If you have to drink another cup.
I can drink another cup, too. You got some for yourself. Give it to these people. I just... Over here. Don't put it on that.
Lord. Oh, goodness. Debbie, that's yours.
Okay.
But you can't put it on that.
All right.
That's soft, see? And you spill something, it won't come off. I hate to have to teach the teachers, you know.
Oh, it is awful, ain't it?
Well, is a rainy day as good as any day?
Mm-mm. Not for me.
You'd rather have a little sunshine.
Yeah, make them horses shine.
Yeah.
Them horses?
Oh, yes. It just go around a little horses dripping.
You take an old nag, them old nags like I deal with, I mean, if they ain't, they're all wet, why they look shaggy and don't look good, you know.
Oh, no. Now, these are old calves, you see, all puffed out for winter, and you see what the little rains do to them. They look bad enough on sunshine.
That's right, they're bad enough when the sun's shining and their hair's all soft and glossy, you know.
Oh, that's a mean bunch of calves. I don't think they'll ever get civilized. They're going through fences all their life. They just started out going through fences. I'm open stretching that barbed wire, that electric wire up there. I'm going to put a little extra voltage on it. And I'm going to put it out on some rainy day.
We'll get an extra charge.
Yes.
No, I got to sell a horse today. Let him go buy some hay to feed the rest of them, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the trouble. Yes. Yes. Well, what happened to Babe?
I traded her off.
And she's one of the nicest horses you've ever had out here.
And one of the meanest.
Hard to get along with.
And I traded her off.
Yes. Well, I'm telling you, this rowdy really took on. I could tell when you left. I didn't see anything or hear anything, but I could tell when you left because Rowdy and that other horse began racing from one end of the pasture to the other.
That's right. And now then they're just like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Babe was the root of all evil.
She wouldn't let.
She was a confusion from the time you turned the horse out there to you went and caught that horse and got it out of that field. I turned my little at mare out down there this morning. And Rowdy walked up to her and looked at her. Tony walked up to her and he looked at her, turned around and walked off and went to eating just like she did.
Yeah.
You turned your what
but
out?
But Babe, she wouldn't have done it.
Mm-mm.
What would she have done?
She would have took right after her and run her off. I mean, got her away from the other horses. She's jealous.
Put her ears back.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, when one of them big horses put the ears back, see,
You see, she's what crippled Tony.
You telling me?
Little Tony.
Yeah.
See, she cost me $500 at one time.
I know it.
Yeah.
Well, she ain't gonna cost me no more because I done traded her off and made money.
You think it came out?
Think. I got an awful fine little Appaloosa mare down there that's bred to a registered Appaloosa stud. And I got $285 in my pocket. I got a good saddle, a good blanket.
You didn't get the bridle?
No. It wasn't on her when I traded for her.
All that for Babe?
Yeah.
Is that proof from the hair bred to a purebred?
Yes, sir. Stack? I had to do a little trade and do it, but I enjoy that, you know.
A little trade?
Yeah, just a little. In other words, I used my money and come out on top. And had a barrel of fun.
Yeah. Well, just how did you manage that?
How did I manage that?
Yeah.
Well, I just loaded a little Babe up in the trailer and I carry her up to
Waldo,
the Buffalo Ranch. I drive in there and I say, now looky here, I've got you a fine work animal here. I've got you a fine pair of work animals. I had Babe and Queen there. But I said, I like this one, but I don't like that one. I said, well, I'll split them. Just how much will you give me? This is what you want. I said, I want $350 for Babe. It's that good one there. No, I said, I can't do that. No. I said, well, why you got a trade on? He said, I've got a registered quarter horse yielding back there. I'll trade you. I said, Babe, you got any money to go with him before we even go look? He said, I might have. So it was dark, about 9 o'clock at night, in the dark. I went back and looked at that little gilding best I could, felt of his legs. He flinched about like I would if someone hit me on the shoulder when I touched his right leg. And I said, you got a bad leg on that horse. He looked like, oh, I said, that's the wrong horse. I said, that horse, no. I said, that ain't no quarter horse. You ain't got the blood there. So he brought out the real McCoy the next time. He thought he was going to pull the wool over my eyes. He was going to trade me an old nag for a registered quarter horse.
In the dark.
So when he brought out the real McCoy, I said, well, let's take this horse in here where we can look at him. Oh, inside, I said, yeah, I want to look at him. I said, you looked at my mare. Now, I said, I want to look at your horse. I grabbed him with a bridle rein, and I take right on through the door, right on through the office, right in the main part of his business there. Sure did. I laid the papers on the table, and I started looking at my horse over. He was right. Papers were right. I said, now, just how you going to trade me tonight? He said, how you trade me? I said, well, I'm going to have $150 to boot. I'm daring him to offer me $100, you know. He stumbled around there over some saddles. He said, drink a cup of coffee. I said, all right. I drank a cup of coffee. He said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. So I'm going to give you a $100 bill. I looked and I took him outside, saddled him, and rode him. He was a good horse. Friday night. A good horse Friday night, because I rode him. I didn't know he'd been rode all day, and was tired.
Had papers
on him. And he was all horse. Yes, my fellow, transfer and all. Everything was right. I decided, well, I'm going to trade with you, old boy. I went back in. I said, well, take your saddle off and leave your halter on. I'll take the halter off my mare and trade you that naked mare for that horse and halter and $100 bill. Okay. I led him back to the back of the trailer. My son of a gun almost run over me trying to get in that trailer. Just load like that. I put Queen back in beside him. Come on back home and turn them out. And yesterday morning, Frank, he went out. He was going to ride him, see what he rode like, you know. He gets on that horse, and I'm telling you the truth, you never saw eyes. Now, he didn't do nothing real mean. He didn't want to rear up or a buck. But he was just all horse. He was absolutely all horse now. And turn around on that quarter and give you back 24 cents. Man, you touched that neck with that rein and he was turned around.
So he was cutting out.
Yes, my fella, he was a cutting horse.
And he'd been cutting that day.
Yeah, they cut cows with him all day and I didn't know it. Thought he was kind of wet.
Yeah.
Had good saddle marks on him. But I traded for him. Yesterday morning after he showed off like that, I decided, well, he ain't no horse for me, because I'm going to want one I could ride myself, you know. I loaded him and Queen in the trailer, and yesterday morning, let's see, what time was that? 10 minutes after 8 when I left home. I come to Micanopy with two horses, and before 9:30 I had three horses in the trailer. Done traded Queen off for two fine little ponies. Brought me $100 yesterday if I'd have had them in Jacksonville. Big ponies, stand up there like that, and an automobile. 62 Chevrolet. Been wrecked, but motor's worth $150. I paid the Queen for two ponies and an automobile. Put her in a good home. Loaded my two ponies and went on back home. And unloaded them and turned around and didn't even. I drank a half a cup of coffee and poured the rest of it out. Throwed my cup down, jumped in that Cadillac, and headed for Jacksonville.
With the trailer behind you?
With the trailer behind me and one horse, that registered quarter horse.
Oh, you didn't take the pony?
No. No. Alice and Becky saw them, and that's all as far as it went.
Yeah.
Alice's and Becky's horse now.
Yeah.
And I took them to Jacksonville with me to the horse stable yesterday. Alice and Becky.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you ought to break them in.
I'm telling you the truth. I broke them in right yesterday.
You don't know who's got your guest cooking.
And at Alice has. Oh, she's going to make a horse trader from way back.
You think so? Can you tell her?
I know so.
You can see the signs.
Yeah.
If you mean it crops out.
Yeah, when they get around the ring. She bought her two halters yesterday.
She done it?
Yeah, she bought them. I'll give $1 a piece for them. Slept with that thing last night, I want you to know. Absolutely. See, they're auctioning them halters off, little rope halters for ponies. Well, starting with 50 cents. Alice is standing there looking at me and looking at the man, looking at me and looking at the man. I'm nodding to her. She threw her hand up like that. The auctioneer knocked them off to her. I went and pulled a $5 bill out of my pocket and go down and pay for them. She was tickled to death. Becky put hers on her horse last night, you know.
Yeah.
Alice, she slept with hers.
Yeah.
She slept with that horse.
Yeah.
I put that horse in the ring. He was the second horse sold, which was bad. He's bad.
Yeah.
Because the first ones always, I mean, they didn't bring very much, you know.
Yeah.
And I got down there in the ring and shouldn't have done it. I'm hurting this morning over it. They had a saddle on him. I think because everybody's afraid to ride him. But I just had enough guts and enough ambition just one to lie mounted to him, and I rode him right there in that ring.
That quarter horse.
I told him, I said, now I had my right lung taken out the 13th of June. Now I said, if I can ride this horse, anybody can. He brought me $240. I had a lot of fun.
Was it hard getting on him, or what was it?
Yeah, he was tall. He was about 16 and a half hands tall.
Yeah.
My gosh, that's tall for a quarter horse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he was quarter. He was leggy, but he was quarter. There ain't no question about it. His hips showed that.
Mm-hmm. $240. Plus the 100 that you got.
Yeah. And I lost my shirt on one, but that goes along with it. I lost $100 on one yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Yeah, I lost $100 on one.
Another one?
Yeah, that I bought up there. Fella made me mad, and I bought her anyway. Yeah, he made me mad, and I bought that horse anyway.
You mean at the auction?
Yeah.
He was selling it.
Yeah.
Well, that was the auctioneer then.
Yeah. They just started selling great horses when she come in. Great horses brought more yesterday than the registered horses. Mm-hmm. I saw a pair like Rowdy, well, built like Rowdy, just about the size of Rowdy. Man, he's on the pair. Last bid was $660 on the pair.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't take it.
He wouldn't take it?
No, sir.
$660,
and he wouldn't take it.
Hello? Yes. Yes, he is. Frank wants to get
you. Go. I'll tell anybody.
Yeah.
Telling people where I got, where I'm at.
No.
Shoot, I got to go home.
Home?
Yeah. See, I don't know what makes me do that. I was off yesterday and just had a barrel of fun. Nobody knew where I was at nor what I was doing.
Yeah.
I got in last night at 1:00.
Well, Franklin told Faye yesterday she was over there. How do you say, Faye?
That you were. He said, my daddy is really trading today.
I was.
Yeah.
I made some money yesterday. I may not. I may lose it for the next 3 weeks, but I made some money yesterday.
Yeah. And you don't need to put that down on any paper.
They ain't on nobody's paper. It's a cold green. Yeah. Long green with a short future.
Yeah. Well, that's a shame. You see, all this bookkeeping and all that everybody's got to make. And up there at the university, see, you can't make anything privately.
Not a nickel.
Not a nickel. You don't have to declare it. They take it out.
Yeah. Heck, I don't even keep all my money in the same place.
You keep it in your...
I got a little bit there.
Yeah.
Like cookies?
Well, that's a mistake. That is.
It's too easy to get to.
No, it's... somebody else can get to it.
A little bit there. A little bit there.
Yeah. Well, you better lay that up on top of the rafter out there. Some of that.
I'm gonna put that in livestock.
You have to pay cash? You have to put your money right down.
That's the way I do it. I pay cash.
And they do.
Just $100 bill here and there.
And they do the same thing.
Yeah. I saw a man come in up there yesterday. He had a fistful of $100 bills.
At the auction.
Yes, sir. When he paid for his truckload of horses, he counted them out in $100 bills. Sure did.
Right out there where you was at the cashier's, where you were collecting.
Yeah. Yeah, where I went to collect my money, well, he went and paid his nap.
Yeah. Well, now, that's a pretty good system, that auctioneer business, because they transact, that the money changes hands.
Yeah, right quick and right now.
Yes.
And you just got mad and got this horse.
I got mad. Well, the fella called me a damn liar, and I said, well, I'll buy her anyway. I knew how old she was. You ain't gonna fool me in a horse's age. And I could tell from the way he acted, he might as well have looked at the other end.
Yeah.
Because he was calling her a 3-year-old, and she was... A 3-year-old horse has got the baby teeth. They don't lose the baby teeth. All the baby teeth till they're 5. She done lost her baby teeth, and her bridal teeth was up. And he called her a 3-year-old. I told him, I said, she's 9 years old. He called me down. All right, I said, well, here's your $200. I'll take the loss. What do you think? I gave him $200 for her.
She was worth it?
She was worth it. I ought have brought her home with me. But I was still ahead of the game after all the trading I'd done yesterday. Still ahead of the game.
So you let her go?
I let her go. I'll take a chance on another one.
Rather than her.
Yeah. I didn't like the top of her shoulders. She had had the fist low. Because it put peroxide in it, and my hair hadn't all shed it off yet, and there was still some peroxide hair on top of her shoulder.
Oh. So you could tell.
Yeah. He had a saddle on her. Had a blanket up over it. Here's my horse trailer. But I'll get him the next time. I'll be up on the 16th of December. I'm going to have a bidder for him.
Had the blanket over the saddle?
No, over the fistula.
Yeah,
over
the
fistula.
Yeah, yeah.
See, that curve right up on top of her shoulder.
Yeah.
And he had a blanket spread out way back in the back and way up in the front, see?
Covered.
There were things up. He
didn't. And you didn't.
He didn't hide it from me. He didn't hide it from me. He thought he was, but he didn't.
you bought the horse anyhow.
I bought the horse anyhow.
Just for spite.
Just for pure spite. I lost $100.
You couldn't get your money back.
I'll get it back 16th of December, you mark my word. And I'll get it back off that man, because I'm going to clean his plow.
Well?
If you don't believe it, you just walk up there with me and I'll show you I'll clean his plow.
Well, you see, the trouble is, if I was there, I wouldn't know what was going on. That's how bright I am.
I know where the horse is. I'm going to take up there. I'm going to go by that old mare and take up there and clean him out. She's fat. She's pretty.
Yeah.
She's 17 years old.
And he'll think she's 9?
He'll think she's 7 or 8. And I'm going to give her a dose of arsenic up and down. And when I take her in up there, she's going to be walking on a cloud.
Oh, that makes them lift their feet.
That makes them step high.
Yeah.
I'm going to start the week before. Feed her up and down. Feed her up to 10 drops and down to 10 drops. Down to 0.
Was that a 1 a day? 1 drop?
1 drop, 2 drops, 3 drops, 4 drops, 5 drops.
Mm-hmm.
Add an extra drop every day.
Yeah.
And drop it back down the same way. When you get her dropped back down, level off on a couple of feeds, she's a walking on there.
She feels proud of herself.
Yeah, she will for about a week or 10 days, and I'm going to let him have her.
You mean it lasts that long?
Yeah, I'm going to let him have her.
And there's no way to catch that.
No, you can't catch it. I might get they done me the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. For all I know, that quarter horse was, he might have had a dose of arsenic. I don't know.
Yeah.
It don't hurt him.
Yeah.
One thing it will do, it'll worm one out, though.
Oh, really?
Yes, my fella. Yeah.
Now, you haven't got your trailer. You still got your trailer over at your house?
No, it's sitting over yonder.
It's over here now.
Yeah.
But you haven't got around to taking the foundation out?
No, I just got it down there this morning.
Oh.
Oh, that new trailer.
Well,
yeah.
My tack room.
You could use a little labor if you had it, couldn't you? Free labor.
Not today. I ain't going to get wet.
Well, you could let your labor get wet. Wouldn't work that way, would it?
Mm-hmm. No, if it's too bad for me to be out there, it's too bad for everybody else. So I got to go home.
Well, Cookie, I don't understand where the Appaloosa comes in.
I bought her.
Cookie, who's this fellow up there at the Buffalo Ranch? It's you. I mean,
I just know him by the name of Joe. I don't know what his last name is.
Well, now let me tell you. You can't do business with these Shiloh people.
I don't know. No, I ain't gonna try to.
Well, what's he like?
He's a dumb nut.
Well, these fellas not dumb too?
In one sense of the word.
You see, old Willie Chitty, I've seen him trade. It takes him 6 months to trade.
It don't take me 6 months to trade.
Why, even buying a plow, you see, he'll look at it a day or two. Just a little old plow. And then he'll know somebody else has got one way over there. He'll balance them in his mind, you see.
If you don't want to trade with me, don't make me the right kind of offer, because I'll trade right now.
Well, now, what sort of traders is that does all that keeping it in the mind and all? Why don't they go ahead and trade?
That's right. Why don't they?
Yeah.
afraid of their own judgment.
I say to them, I want $100 for this two-bottom plow. Well, they say, that's more than I can put into it. Well, they got to come back with another figure. I can take it or leave it, can I?
That's right.
But you see, a lot of them won't do that. They're going to make you name the price, and then they'll take it or leave it. Now, what sort of trading is that?
That ain't trading. I'll tell a man what I'll do, but I'm going to add an extra $50 on there. Give him the benefit of the doubt, and then he makes me the right kind of offer. Well, I'm gonna trade with him before he has time back out.
But you plan on him making you an offer?
Well, everybody else ought to plan on the same thing.
Well, the shallow bunch don't do it.
I say they ought to though.
So you couldn't trade with them out there. That's what I mean.
Well, Helen's pump's knocked off. I've got to go.
Oh.
Another $100. I bet that burnt that pump up.
You mean it's been running?
Yeah, it just quit running. It won't run.
Well, have you got an extra one?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, have you seen Marvin's irrigation?
No.
I told you about it, didn't I?
You told me about it, but I ain't got time to mess with Marvin.
No? Well, I told you about it. That's enough.
Yeah, I know what about what it's like. I can go to Sears Roebuck and see it and get a lot more satisfaction out of that, and I can't go over there.
I know. And you wouldn't have anybody gunning for you or see it. What did you do, Cookie? How come you and Miss Mary... get in that shape. Did she do you or you do her?
Well, I'll just tell you what happened, then I'm gonna go. They had trouble with the mower machine.
Yes, they have trouble with everything.
Alright, they broke it.
That new one?
No, that's been 5 or 6 years ago.
That's the old one.
That's the old one. That's the one that I went and bought.
Yeah.
Alright. I went and picked it up, took it home, welded it, and fixed it, brought it back, and put it on the tractor. And that thing cut this as pretty as any machine you ever saw. But it didn't satisfy them. I didn't do it right. All I did was weld a broken piece of metal. And they couldn't mow it. They went and bought that new one.
Oh.
And I went out there, asked them what they wanted for their old mowing machine. She says, I'm going to take a dime less than $25.
Yeah.
I said, okay, man, here's your money. I'll pick the plow, the mowing machine up just as soon as I go home and get my truck. I took and got my old mobile station wagon, went home, got my old truck, and come back and picked up the mowing machine. And that woman ain't spoke to me since. I got to go.
Well, what happened with that old wagon over there that you welded for me?
That didn't suit me. That was in between times. That was between I welded the mowing machine and the time when I bought it.
Yes. But now that wagon, what's wrong with it?
I told them it wouldn't stay together when I fixed it like that. But that's the way they wanted it fixed.
Is their idea?
That was their idea. They wrote it out on paper, and I put it to the markings on the paper.
Well, let me tell you, Cookie. You can't do business with your neighbors.
Yes, you won't give me the time of day, and that's right.
Well, what is it? You got to be particular who you do business with. Some of them, you see, that you just can't do business with them.
I tell you, if you run up on somebody that thinks they know more about one particular thing than you do, you better steer clear of that.
Well, they don't know anything.
They think they do.
She don't. She don't.
To me, she does.
The way she talks?
Yeah.
No, if you get them knowing too much, there's not any way to get around that.
Well, I've got to go. Helen ain't got no water.
Well, you haven't got the pump.
Huh?
What you gonna do for a pump?
I've got one sitting at home. All I got to do is put it on the well.
You got any help?
Yeah. I got four girls there.
Here's new one here. You
I got
see,
four
you,
girls
you
there.
Take her, break her in. She's. You see it? Look at her hand. She hasn't got anything on.
I'll be back down after fall.
Okay.
If it don't rain, if it slacks up rain, I'll be back after fall.
All right.
We'll work out something.
All right.
Oh, think so?
Yeah, I know.
Lord, she's loving
he wore that hat on purpose, didn't he?
Oh, he always wears that.
That's Father's hat?
That's good.
That's his hat, yeah.
He must have a dozen of them.
Blue and red.
It's an old faded one over by the truck. Hang on there. He's got him a new one.
I can't hear you.
He said I loved it when he said he touched the horse's right leg and it's like somebody hit him on his left shoulder.
Yeah.
He tried to give it the wrong horse in the dark.
Well, now you see, you can't do this in another language.
Somebody what the weather's like in another language.
No, I don't mean that. I mean in another language you don't have a fighting chance. You can't do this in English.
Yeah, I know.
You don't get this talk anyway, this kind of talk anyway.
I sure am talking.
You can't get it.
Mm.
Well, what you use turning handsprings all around the globe. I mean, you can't get to talking home. Well, that's what I have found, Abby. I mean, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about you. I'm really talking about myself. I never could. You see, I was tied down question and answer. Ask a fellow a question, he give an answer. That's the learned way. Educated people do that. It doesn't work.
Cookie said, you know what? I think I've got a little arsenic in your set.
Why are you talking so low?
He said, I'm really ready to go. He stood there at the door and he said, don't know whether I got one drop of tin, but I got something in me I'm cooking. If I hadn't told anybody where I was, I wouldn't have to leave. Got down halfway to the ramp and he came back up and he turned his head and he said, that's a nice little mare down there. I said, oh, she is. See, he wouldn't tell us about her. That's Franklin again. Yeah, tell him that he's coming.
Tell him he's on his way.
Yeah, he's on his way.
And he said, and he said,
Franklin?
Yeah.
He didn't believe it.
He knew better. Cookie said, I gotta go. Sat down and had his coffee. The first thing he did was come over and put milk in his coffee to drink it. And he said, he had no intention of leaving. Yeah, he went down the ramp and he came back up and he cocked his head and he said, I don't aim to ride her, but Franklin can. I think she's quiet. You can't tell. But if Rick was, he's healthy. He can try out.
How about that?
He's not sure just what she's had. He's still seething about that auctioneer over there, and he's going to go get that mare and get her ready. Isn't it a shame a man like that has to work at the university? Or anywhere.
Yeah, hire out.
Isn't it?
Work for the poultry place or any of them. But he can't make a living doing this.
Do you know he showed me three $100 bills and some more over here? I saw three $100 and then a whole lot of them, and it's burning. He didn't want it. He wants to put it back more flesh.
Yeah.
He won't keep it. What I love about it is the deliberate way.
He loved it sitting over there on the other side of the table with the four of us lined up on the other side. He just loved it.
He likes an audience, yeah. They do well with an audience. And all this, you see, David, it's public. They got no private information. They got a hearing. That's the thing. I don't know what sort of hearing they get. They used to get a good bit of a hearing, you see. There were places, you know, where you could get a hearing. But you see, now he can't even do business with Miss Mary and them over there. And so it's a curious world. It is. It is indeed. You just wonder that there's any in it. He's a relic. I'm a relic. I mean, if we're vanishing, you won't have anything like this in it very long.
Just be in book.
Yeah.
Just.
You won't have it.
For instance.
You see, I've held out as long as I can, and it's just about my rope. Not anymore. Plenty of them over there. But not anymore. They're all hogs broke. They won't ask you what experience you've had. They'll ask you what ideas you have on the subject. But you get the ideas, you got them inside. They don't care whether it's subjective or objective or any sort of objective. Just so. You put your relation, what did he tell Suzanne? He didn't want the experience. What he wanted was Miss Mary's view of the world.
Yeah, the world picture. Miss Mary, this beautiful thing she wrote on Miss Mary.
Yeah.
He said, yes, but you haven't connected with the world view.
Yes, what you want from this is Miss Mary's picture of the world. Well, it was Father Suzanne's fault, Dammer.
This was in creative writing. She kind of.
Father had a fault. She didn't interpret for him at the end. She should have told him what it meant.
Yeah.
She didn't do it. Well, Cookie and Miss Mary, see, that has two sides. You don't know what happens. You don't care what happens. You're looking. He does the interpreting. You don't analyze. That's the thing of it. You see, you got no analysis going on. That analysis, you see, you look at the world as he reports it.
This is the hard thing to do. Yeah. For instance, this is what, you know, some of our friends from the university come down and listen to. Every once in a while, I'll try to listen to somebody like Cookie. And they can't forget that Cookie never tells the truth. Well, what difference does it make? Neither does Slim Snow. Neither does Faulkner.
I don't either.
I mean, what do you care whether that was the truth or not? It makes no difference. This is something Nick can never get over.
You want to get as close as you can, you know, if you got any chance. But the truth is a very difficult thing to come by. Very difficult. Suppose I wanted to find out what happened between the two of them. I've heard Cookie say, and I've heard Miss Mary say. And she look at that wagon out there and show you what he did. Well, I still don't know. All I know is she really, whenever you bring up his blah, 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 I don't know. Don't bring him around. Oh, I see your thing. Oh, sir.
And if anybody ever did tolerate anybody, it's guys tolerating Cookie just to get this. Because he is the biggest scoundrel that ever breathed.
And he was going to come over and give us business for having to sell babe.
For having to sell babe.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Are you fine?
Going to give us the piece of his mind or just explain why he had to sell babe. Apparently it was something he didn't want to do. That's mm-hmm. what he told me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the way he put it, he got rid of the meanest horse that ever lived.
Yeah. Yes, that's the thing I would see. You talk to him, you get something.
Oh, he'd tell you how much money he's got invested
nice.
In this place out here. And we hamper him.
That's right.
See, he wants to make a gap in all these fences so he can take his hay wagon around.
Well, he can make it. I don't care. But he don't talk to me about it. And he don't want to do it.
That's right. He doesn't want to.
He don't need a gap. He got plenty of space.
And he does.
Well, anyhow, you know what, Faith? I'd like to see you take these two flatheads. Yeah. I'd like to run into somebody sometime who could listen to something like this and say, all right, I see how it's done. And then, goddamn them, go off and do it and not worry me.
Now, what's the fun thing to do is to everybody go off and write it up and then just see how many different things come back. I mean, this is what we'd always do. I put it down. You know, the thing that stands
well,
out in my mind is the way he got on that horse in the middle of the rain. Nobody else would. You know.
The thing you see that Debbie, she's in some ways off, but she can get two of these things. You know, she got so many things over there of her own.
And he never leaves, but what he said.
Now, this was Faye's idea. She said, Faye, this is Faye's idea. She said, you ought to let Debbie see how out here, see a little more. You've seen a little of it. But you ought to see how these people come to life. And this is the only place you can see it. Well, I said, all right. I figure. You can carry a lot of things in your mind. You see, you've had so much exposure. You can do that.
It's not just Cookie talking about horse trading. It's just this whole way of.
What did he bring that quarter in here for? He found it out there.
That's the quarter. We're turning on the dime and turning on the quarter and giving you back
24 cents.
And he came in, Rick. He came in and he had this in his hand and he flipped it down on the table. And he said, There's a quarter. It ain't mine, and I ain't got a quarter. I haven't had a quarter in 2 years or something like that. He slipped it down on the table like that, and he had his pocket set. But he has $500 in front of his face.
You know, I sure am proud of this fella. Oh, this is just marvelous. This is just marvelous.
Everybody's going to put it down. I got a
Clorox. Clorox took his stuff. See? Go on, go on.
You want a umbrella? Now you see Devin go on to his rights.
He got
right
this up.
I don't know.
Right around 900, and the end of the visit on this long reel, 1800 foot reel. The end of the visit with Cookie was Debbie and Rick. This rainy Sunday afternoon, the 19th of November, 72, on the horse trading for this whole weekend. Channel 1 right around 900, and the end of the visit with Cookie was Debbie and Rick. This rainy Sunday afternoon. The 19th of November, 72, on this long reel. Let me tell you now, we got to put something in between here.
Keep someone walking by.
Yeah. Put this over here, Mr. Rigger. Now, you got all the room. You just put that stuff back. There. Okay. I don't know how to
do much. Oh, my goodness. You know how I do mine. Just leave it there.
Yeah. Now, you want to get your jigger going?
Yeah, it'll work, I think, pretty good.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you, you won't look right in this light. Get over there on the side so you won't have to look right in the light. Yes.
Yeah, and here.
Hey, how
do
you do?
Just fine,
thank you.
Now, you can ask him this for you.
What I wanted to see, Weaver's my name.
Yes, sir.
And it's pest control man picked up a dog over here and across River Styx, I think it was over in Nine County. Came. It was in the paper, yeah.
Yes,
was it you?
No, sir, it wasn't me.
You know the one that did it?
I sure don't. I've got no idea. I can ask it around.
It was all right for them to do that.
They
did the right thing by doing that, and they put it in the paper.
Right.
And I just wondering if a fella found his dog, or if it was mine we found.
Yes, sir.
I got mine back.
Yes, sir.
And who it was trying to help the man that lost the dog.
Yes, sir.
And it's nice of him to do that, and I didn't.
Right. I'll ask when I get back to pest control.
You find out which one it is and tell him I said I wanted to set him up for something. For being fair and honest.
Okay, sir. Be glad
Most
to.
Most of them take their dogs off and dump them somewhere.
All right, sir. This I sure will.
Well, very nice.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Well, they out on the road too much. No, I wouldn't.
Well,
they find things.
Dog can't read and can't write.
No.
No. It's your case.
Yeah. Well, you got to keep them tagged.
Now,
where's it? Turn a little bit this way and you'll have to cut that light on that blind or something like that. That's right. Now, you don't have to try to do that.
Well, the damn table's in the way, Mr. Weaver. It's too low down there. Somehow. I'm going to set the table up an inch or two.
Make it higher so you can lean over on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is high cut a little different to lots of them.
Oh, well, you know, you don't probably just like...
Don't cut it. He don't have a cut like I have. Mine cut, you see.
Oh, he does.
Oh, I thought it did.
Well, it's a different style. Oh. Yeah, mine cut close around here, and you don't. Yours cut down, and I let him clip mine just around this way.
Oh, do you?
Uh-huh. There's several different ways of styles of cutting hair.
Yeah.
Well, you know them all.
No, but I don't. They change the name more than do the style. Now, when the ladies first began getting the hair cut, they had a chart they got up and put up there, you see, and it was kind of interesting because I had to start then because I had a new barber too on that. And I didn't want the other barbers to learn quicker than I did. So that they'd come in and one haircut was a windblown. One style was a sheet bob. And you couldn't cut a curly head hair a windblown. I mean a sheet bob, you can't cut it that way. It won't look good. Well, it was made to two styles, so if you had straight hairs to use a sheet bob,
uh-huh.
And the ladies didn't understand that. Well, if they came in and called for a sheep bob and they had curly hair, I'd go ahead and get them a windblown and they'd well please with
you. Well, you had it on pictures of that,
yeah,
didn't you?
And your pictures, and 9 out of 10 come in and I had curly hair, I wanted a sheep bob.
And they didn't know.
And it just, after I explain it to you, you understand it, you see. Well, I'd go ahead and give them a windblown. Then if they wanted to come in with straight hair and call for a windblown, I'd have to give them a sheet bob. They went on out, well, see, that's what they wanted. But that's it. And some of the barbers didn't like to wear with that, you know. But I didn't mind it. I got along with the lady just as good as I did the man.
Yeah. Yeah, the names change more than the styles.
Yeah, just like now, you take way back when First World War, you know, called military style. You remember that military style?
Oh, yes, do I.
And the First World War? Well, I was a barber then.
Yeah.
And I barbered while I was in service.
Yeah.
Not all the time, when I had time and could get to it.
Yeah.
So that they changed that then, called it the military style. One was called a pompadour part of the time.
Yeah.
Same thing.
That military, that was partly, there was a good reason for that, wasn't there?
Yeah, it's a whole lot better to have your hair cut, especially in the service.
In the service.
Yeah, it is now for me. I was asked a man one time, what he wanted his cut a half an inch here, just clipped all over, you see.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him, why did he want to cut so short? Because it was easier to wash. It didn't take him long to wash it. That was a pretty good one, I thought. I thought he had pretty, used his head by it. Well, I had my hair then cut off short, and it was easy, and I liked it too.
Yeah.
But I didn't want mine cut as short as he did here.
Yeah. Well, that military, you see, it took it, it pretty well skinned it way on
half
up there.
Half an inch right here to a little over to about an inch and a quarter up here in the front, and half an inch here, and you clipped it all up around,
yeah,
around here.
You see, you clipped it way on up, like a bowl.
Well, if you didn't have it cut that away, and the next morning you stood attention in the service, they'd say, I told you to get your hair cut. You better have one by,
yeah,
in the morning, standing,
yeah,
at attention.
Yeah.
And maybe they'd got one the day before. He had to go and get a man then to cut the hair that knew how to cut it. And
yeah,
well, a lot of the barbers didn't know how to cut it.
They could wear half a size smaller with that military.
Oh, I reckon so. A whole lot smaller. You take now, if I was to cut yours off like mine was cut the last time, I'm going to have mine cut off short. I like it better that way, especially in the wintertime.
Yeah.
I wear a cap, you know, and it'll make your hair fall out if you let it go long.
What?
Yes, it sure will. Mine will every time I let it go long. And wear a cap.
A cap?
I never heard of such thing.
Well, I learned that when I was barbing, watching people what they wore, you know, and how to treat the hair. And you got to study all that just like you do your cows out here.
Oh, really?
But it wouldn't take you long to do one of those GI haircuts.
Yeah, about 10 to 15 minutes you can do it.
Well,
yeah.
Well, I thought they'd get you out of the chair in a minute.
No. They're locked to that military. You got to cut that and not let it be show no gaps or nothing all over.
Yeah.
You got to go all over. God, just like it is here. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to watch this now and see if I'd cut his hair, say, nearly 30 days ago here. This has been easier, a whole lot easier cutting,
yeah,
here now. It takes longer to cut it now, and it long, and it will nearly twice as long.
Yeah, you got to, you got to rethink it all.
No, it's not. It just grows different. Changes it. You let it get long, it changes the way it's growing.
Oh.
Changes, makes it hard again right here for me. Don't you see me pulling your hair right here in this way?
Yeah.
Well, you see, I've got to cut that just right. If I don't, it'll show bad when I quit cutting it. I don't go get that just exactly right in there.
Well, I guess that's what I thought. Yes.
Makes it, I can cut your hair to not over 4 weeks, and it's easy again on me to see if to wait this long.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Weaver, you...
It's my fault. I just didn't come over here when my car was running. When I kept putting it off, thinking it would, and the time that I was thinking about it, I figured you was working, and I was trying to catch you when you wasn't working.
Well, you see,
last time I was always busy.
The last time I stopped by over at your house,
yeah,
and I expected to do that again, and I don't know what in the world got into me. You see, that I've missed out so long.
Well, I aimed to come over here and cut it several times. I had time, but it's the time of day that you're always busy. Now, let me get a hold of these.
Yeah, that's the trouble.
I don't know where I
corn.
Put, oh, here it is. Here, I already left it over here. Corn.
That's it.
Oh, my goodness. I thought I got him. I take much more medicine than quinine now. I can't remember anything out of my hand.
It makes you addle, does me.
A little bit, and I've had to take a great deal. It does cold more good than me. My heart won't stand these here cold tablets. Makes it too bad. They say not take them, but it does.
And just plain old quinine?
Yeah, it don't bother me. Only just makes I can't hear as good.
That's right. Yeah.
It may bother affect me, but it doesn't affect me as bad as a cold. It feels much better to take it.
Yeah.
And for blood pressure too, quinine helps that too. Certain cases, if you got low.
Yeah.
If you have high, you won't stay off of quinine.
Oh. You know, I took quinine one time. I had, what did you have?
Malaria fever?
Yeah.
Pneumonia it's good for, too. They used on pneumonia. Used to use it great deal. They use it in different forms now. They give it to you, give you shots great deal. Now, I don't like the shots as well as I do taking it. Some people, because it tastes bad, you know, and where it affects them, they don't want it.
I don't know why in the war, I don't know why they didn't give quinine.
They did.
They give.
Some of them.
They give, where I was, they give that Adibrin, they call it. And it'd make you look yellow. Turn you yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't kill the malaria. It would just.
Well, quinine will kill it.
Repress it.
Quinine will kill it.
And when I got home, I was off the Adibrin, and the malaria really hit me. Oh, it hit hard.
When you change climates too, you'll do that. You can have it down here, and you can go up in the mountain country, and boy, will it burn you up for a while.
Yeah.
I've had to do me that way here. You see, go up mountain, drink that mountain water.
Yeah.
It has a lot to do with it.
Yeah. I don't see how you ever got out or left that mountain water, Mr. Weaver, in this old flat sandy country down here. But
well,
it wasn't like this now when you come down here, was it?
It's altogether different what it is right now. Well, it doesn't make any difference where you go. There'll be some things better where you left from. There'll be some things you like better here.
Yeah.
I like the climate here much better. Once you don't get the cold. It paints you while it is cold, but it's not as bad.
Well, how old was you when you got here?
Me? I think I was about 25.
25, yes. Well, you was old enough to know better. You ought to have known at that time that Alabama was way ahead of anything down here, Mr.
Well, now it is in some ways. This is way ahead of Alabama. Like Tennessee is the same way.
Oh, it is.
Or any state. Yeah, you can go from one state to a different state. It's different.
It is.
Have you been in Florida all your life?
Pretty much.
You have?
Oh, I thought Alabama would be quite a place.
Well, in some ways, you like it better than you will here, and some you like this best. You go to Tennessee, you go to different states, up in Georgia the same way, it won't be just like it is here.
Well, when you was 25, you didn't mind the cool weather.
Well, I'll tell you, you let come a freeze, and you get caught out with a pair of horses, and your overcoat and overshoes and everything freeze on you, and have to knock snap loose, take it loose. You'd like to see it with a warm weather. And that's what happened to me. They froze on me one time. I got out in a snowstorm up there.
Yeah. That's right. They'll do that.
You'll get out when it all froze up. I like Tennessee, but it's colder down here than in Florida.
Yeah.
I like Arkansas. That's a good place to go to.
And one thing down here, my hand never chapped, you see, in Peel. Well, I'll take that back. Since I've been...
I have had mine a few times, but not like it is. You take up in Tennessee, just across the Tennessee line by 6 or 7 miles. It's the rest of my cold dad here down before I was reared out west of Birmingham.
Yeah. You forget. My hand not chapped now, but they have been chapped down here. They have.
I've had mine chopped a few times down here, but not many times.
You see them big gaps here all along in your skin. Just cracked. Is that what you call chapped?
That's what we call it.
When your skin sort of cracks. Mm-hmm.
You ever had yours do that way?
Rough, scaly, cracked.
Take an axe and hit that and burst open and just scale up. Mm. You do that in the cold country.
Yeah.
Well, you it didn't last that long though, Mr. Weaver.
What say?
It wouldn't last that long though. It could just
wouldn't last how long?
Your hand chap up like that.
Oh, it turns warm and you put something on them, treat them, they'll heal back up. But every time it turns cold, I do that same thing again.
Oh, yeah.
Some people's worse than others. Mine was very bad at it.
Oh, is that right? Well, what do you do? Just wear could you wear gloves? And
yeah. Well, I'll tell you, you can try most anything when it turns cold. And some people's hand are chaff worse than others will.
And you can't do much work with your hands in your pocket.
I never could work with gloves on much either. I've tried it. It's all right now. Certain things that you're doing, but you get out here working different things. You need your fingers where you can take a hold of it. You get out here handling cows. You got to have, you don't need gloves on because you got to catch them in the nose sometimes. I've had to do that.
Catch them in the nose.
Yeah, you know what that's for, don't you?
I don't like that.
Mankind, you catch a cow in the nose that way and hold it when you couldn't hold it no other way.
Well, I didn't know you. Is that right?
You, as much you handle cows, you ain't had to hold none of these wires and brimmers and stuff like that.
No.
You get older and Jersey cows, they'll stall on you. You got to make them get up.
Uh-huh.
You can catch them in the nose and hold their nose together. They can't breathe through the mouth, you see.
Uh-huh.
Horse, you can grab a horse right this way up above his nose right in there, nice out in there. Yeah, he'd be running a little piece of way, but he'll stop and come back and follow you.
He can't breathe.
You can't breathe, but you grab and hold on. But don't turn it loose. You got to hold it. You ever turn it loose, you just well not catch it anymore because he'll keep trying harder next time to get loose.
Don't take much to hold it the first time, and it cuts that wind off.
You got to cut his wind off so long, and it don't take but a few minutes to do that. If you got a good grip, if y'all got a good grip, it'll sling you loose.
How long? It don't take a minute.
No, it won't go 10, 15 steps, so it'll hit turn and come back with you. You reach around most of them. Nearly any of them. Now, there's some of them will just die almost before you can turn. But I've had some of them as bad that I coked that away.
Yeah. You know, I've wrestled with these calves, but they always get the best of me.
Well, you catch one right in the nose, right up in there, and just take your finger and just rub that away. And grip it real hard with the end of your finger right in the nose up in there.
Yeah.
And it'll turn and move around all like that, but it won't pull that too hard.
What do you hold on to him? Sew him?
You can throw him that way. You can catch him in the nose that way and throw your hip back like this way. You can throw that calf easy.
Oh.
Just throw your hip in front of you. And you can get hurt too doing it, but I've seen lots of them throw them that way. I never did throw them any hardly, just a very few. I've caught them and held them, but I never did throw them.
Yeah.
I've seen them just rip these wild ones, great big ones, as large as these out China. just catch him in the nose right away and jerk the head back this way and throw around the hip, and they just flop right over in that hole in there. There's cowboys. You see, they've been riding the woods, you know, and that's the way they call them.
Yeah.
Elks are all grown cows that way, those professionals will. I never did get up to that.
Mr. Weaver, now this is just a sudden question. It just came to my mind. When you'd growing up up there, did you all have a go out a whole lot with the girls?
Go out a whole lot with the girls?
Yeah.
Well, we didn't have time to do too much of that. We was paying for a farm, we had to work.
Yeah.
Well, that keep you on that farm all the time.
6 days a week.
Yeah.
From sun up to sun down, maybe 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah. And then the next day, you still had things to do.
Well, you on Sundays, you had a lot of feeding and stuff to do, and you went to church on Sundays.
Yeah. And you'd try to go around and sing a little Sunday afternoon.
Sing a little?
Mm-hmm.
We used to sing all day. Have singings all day.
Sunday?
Yeah.
At the church?
If what?
At the church.
At the church.
You mean you'd start in the morning?
Start about 9 o'clock, 8, 9, 10.
Start singing?
See, that'd be 300 or 400 people come to those singing, you see, and sing from different counties.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Just the singers would be numerous.
There's so many people that didn't sing and come out of here and listen at them.
Yeah.
You see, now, they go out to some nightclub, you see, and stuff like that now, instead of going to church and Sunday school.
Yeah. And they don't do the singing themselves now.
Well, they get a little over the radio or television. Some few sings now, but not many people sing anymore.
Not many people sing.
Especially in church. Yeah. You still go to church over at Windsor?
Very seldom. I think about it, and I want to go, but I don't.
That's bad. I'm the same way. I don't go either than any of them.
But
you'd be better off if I'd go.
Yes,
though.
You would be better off if you wash your face like me. If I would, wash my face and clean up a little bit.
Clean up and go to church instead of...
At least I'd clean up, wouldn't I?
Yeah. I'd clean up better than I do if I went to church.
That's fine. That's fine. Hang around the... place and you'll... I remember, it used to be when we'd go visiting, you'd see our mamas and the older people would just wrap our knuckles, you know, all the time and say, you should eat with your fork. And what happened was, you see, you ate at home and you just ate any old way at home, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you went visiting, you were self-conscious and couldn't even enjoy your food.
No, you didn't enjoy it like you would if you had been in practice, going and practicing at home. You got a lot of practice to do at home.
Yeah.
You don't like to do that?
Practice at home?
I don't like to.
If you done anything wrong at the table, did you have to get up and leave and go and wait then?
Yeah.
Oh, they get on me.
Huh?
They get on me.
Well,
it's
if you're a good boy, then you can set up there just like everybody else. But if you're a bad, they'll put you away.
Take dinner away from you.
Take it away from you. Well, they'll let you eat, but they'll make you wait, you know, and get back, you know, and things like that.
Make you wait.
It's not good for you to go and not eat. You ought to eat your regular time and not too much at no one time.
Yeah.
And you'll be stronger and healthy.
What are you living on now, Mr. Weaver? I haven't had anything to eat.
Well, I'll tell you now, anything sometime, I lose my appetite here not long ago. I didn't want anything, could not drink anything.
Yeah.
And you just have to force yourself to eat what you know doesn't hurt you.
Yeah.
Well, but if it causes pain, then now you got to, you want to leave that off.
What are you eating now?
Well, just sometimes a hamburger if I've got the money to buy it with, and maybe a little ice cream and fix a soup and vegetables and different little things cooked up is about the only thing I can eat now.
Yeah.
Then I have to take something most of the time to keep the acid and gas down my stomach.
You still got that?
Well, I have too much acid in my system.
You still have that medicine we got? Or you run out?
Oh, you mean the Willard?
Yeah.
Well, you see, you have to change, and I had to get off of that. I took as long as I could take that, and I've been using some of the old remedies lately, and a little bit, but can't use too much of that as arm hammer baking soda.
Sure.
You can take that, and you can eat, and you swell up, you know. Yeah. Of course, you all may not have any trouble much of that now. You're not old enough for that, but too much of it. But sometimes I'll go and take a dose of soda. And don't take just a little dose, take a big, large dose.
Yeah.
And it'll move every bit of that gas and acid and that swelling, take it out of your stomach.
Yeah.
And I have to use that a great deal. Now, this doctor's told me this way back yonder, and said you can do it just as good as I can. I tell him I was hurting in here, you know. Well, you know what to do. You can do it as good as I can. Go home and take you those soda. And I mean, had diplomas from several different colleges that told me that.
Oh, he did?
Seven, and the best red doctor I've ever seen in my life talked to. They're not very many doctors now. They won't tell you anything now. They got it for you. They ain't allowed to tell too much. They don't want you telling these things now.
Oh, they doctor you the machines now, Mr. Wheeler. You got to have machines.
You see that dog a while ago? Do you believe that dog a week ago, was broke three times?
Mm-mm.
Well, X-ray showed it. That dog's lag a while ago. I looked at the dog and I wondered why the lady brought the dog back to me. And
was that beat up?
Well, like it was, and cut plumb across here and all. And I looked up halfway, and he lost so much blood and lost so much weight, I could not believe it was the same one. And you take the x-rays now will show up all right, but sometimes they want to make money. They'll charge you for this, and they don't do that, too. Sometimes they do you that way. But it's good to have veterinarians and doctors. We've got to have them. We need them. And just like and school teachers, we got to have those. Well, did y'all ever see anyone as perfect, that didn't make a mistake in life?
I don't believe so.
No, not ever.
Have you, Dr. Miles?
I ain't saying, Mr. Weaver. I just blunder all the time.
I do too.
I do good to get home from the time.
I've been blundering a whole lot talking today.
Yeah.
You know, I reckon that'd kill me if I couldn't talk a little sometimes.
Now, they didn't see the Rick saw the dog. She didn't see the dog.
No, she didn't, but he did.
Yeah.
And
you did that dog lag and it put down and walked on it a little bit.
A little tender, but he walked on it.
It hurt, but it was in bad shape. It was hurt all right. But it's hurt in the hip, both of what it was.
In the hip and then broke three times.
And it's supposed to be broke three times. In the hip and broke three times. And I'm using chiropractic treatment on that dog.
Oh,
and
I
doing it 3 days.
Oh, you do?
It's a special dog.
You look at that.
Well, I don't matter what it is that way. If I see it suffering, if I think I can do it any good, I'm going to help it. Even if I don't like it, something I didn't like, I believe in helping it.
Yeah.
Like Dr. Miles here, you know, I like to to cut his hair just the way he wants it cut, if I can. Ain't that right, Dr. Miles?
Professor Weaver, I'd say it.
No, this is not professor. Now, I'm one of these boys.
You're a better doctor than I am.
I never heard tell somebody use chiropractic treatment on a dog. Now, I thought you had.
Well, you used on a cow, a horse, and it'll do it good, certain things. Did you see me out there
like
on that horse down that day? Do you know what I was doing?
No.
I was hitting those nerves just like I was on you.
Oh, yes. That's a little.
And it got up a little bit.
Hmm.
If you can touch those nerves, it'll make. You can have a colic here, and if you can hit certain nerves. Now, a chiropractic man can do that. I'm not a doctor myself. I just learned a little about it. But they can touch you at certain places. They'll work around here that while they'll touch a certain place and make that move.
Yeah.
They can make that gas leave your stomach too. A chiropractic doctor can.
Yeah.
Now, medical doctors used to knock them, but they don't knock them as bad as they used to. And each one used to knock each other, but they kind of cooperate a little bit better now.
No, that helps from Philly, and she.
That little Philly was out there.
She really.
That if you happen to hit the right nerves, and these professional doctors on that know what nerve where it goes to, any part about your body.
Well, that's it. Yeah.
And the way what little I learned about it is going and taking the treatments and how they did it.
Yeah, the Helsums are out there, so waving their arms. Mr. Weaver come up there and start feeling for their muscles or nerves or something.
Yeah, muscles are growing, drawing, and if you can stop that, you can stop it on yourself. I have those cramps and blood clots myself, bad. And I'll use that, and that's the only thing it does, it's any good.
Yeah.
If I can get it to move right quick, it don't hurt me so long, but it'll stay there several days if you don't move it.
Now, that's one thing that Dr. Cook don't know about either. Cookie? Yeah. I never see him treating them like that.
Well.
All he does is give them some liniment or something.
Well, he treats them his way of treating what he studied or no.
Yeah.
And.
Well, he not studied that. How'd you get on to the chiropractic?
Going into hearing about it and going and letting them give me a treatment. That's what you learned.
Was that up in Alabama?
No, sir, it was in Florida. After I came to Florida.
Pretty soon?
Well, about 2 or 3 years, something like that.
You was trying?
They had one in Gainesville.
Well, what did you have then?
I wanted to learn how to treat, what to use and what to do. I'd have a crick in my neck sometime.
Yeah.
And they can knock that out right quick, a chiropractor doctor can.
Okay.
They can take your fingers this way, you know, they know it, I don't know it, and they'll work on your toes for heart trouble, make that blood go on too, right, just like that. Now you go and take a whole treatment like I did, and I'll bet off you don't stand some punishment.
You mean they don't handle you gentle?
Huh?
They're not gentle with you?
Well, they're gentle enough with you, but if it don't hurt, you don't need it. It won't do you no good if you don't hurt.
Oh, you got to feel that.
Well, you've known that then all this time.
I've used it on myself too, and it's got stopped a lot of pains with it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll put it this way: the good Lord stopped it for me, through me. That's the way that goes. Something above does that work.
Well, I'm not sure that you need to pull the Lord in on that, Mr. Weaver.
Well, everything is good, he does it. Everything that's bad, the devil does that.
Well, can't you do it?
Right?
Can't you do anything yourself?
Huh? Not without the help of the Lord, you can't.
You mean you can't even take a bite of spaghetti without the Lord helping you?
Well, he put you here and give you knowledge to take it, doesn't it, to nourish your body.
Okay.
Isn't that right? Who made you?
Well, I was just...
Same thing made you made me.
Yeah, unfortunately, we got no excuses that way. But now, that chiropractor, though, the most help you've had to that now, you...
Well, it's been a great help for a lot of different things. You take off, I've seen a fellow something with a hurt right in here. You can go right in there, so you got, can you feel anything in there?
Yeah, well, I'm not hurting.
He's on a haircut now, don't you see? He's on a haircut now.
I will be hurting.
You will if I touch it, but hit that hard enough, it'll hurt, won't it?
But that...
You'll be hurting sitting so long, me trying to cut your hair too, won't you?
Yeah. Let me tell you, Mr. Weaver, the most good that chiropractic stuff done you is in them arteries down there.
Well, it's the cramps, and it'll stop the cramp. You can take... You can... And it's a blood clot called it cramps. It's not going through there. Your blood, you see... I didn't have blood clots the last few years, 10, 15 years ago when I began to have blood clots. And they're a painful thing. If you don't move it now, medical doctors tell you not to move it. Says it may go to your heart. Well, it can do that. And it'll kill you if it goes to your heart or your brains or stomach. That's what the...
Yeah. You know Ms. Boyles?
Who?
Ms. Boyles?
Ms. Boyles?
Yes. On this place?
I think I've seen her a few times.
Well, she's dead.
Oh, she is?
Yes.
Well, I saw her.
And Ms. Van Arnhem saw her, and she said she was limping, had a sore leg, and what she had a heart attack. And what Ms. Van Arnhem thought was, she had had what she actually had down there in her leg was a clot.
Well, now...
And she didn't know it, and didn't do anything about it, and it got to her heart.
Well,
because she was healthy.
As some, you've seen people have strokes, you know.